We have a basketball program that we all expect to compete in the Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
First, I need that national championship.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the border. Maddie here alongside Josh and Johnny as the Fighting Illini exorcise a much-needed demon after an 85-80 victory over the Maryland Terrapins. Their first win against Maryland as a member of the Big Ten, believe it or not. The last place, Brad Underwood, finally hasn't won a game yet for the first time since 2011. The Fighting Illini are victorious at the University of Maryland. Guys, if I'm going to be honest with you, I did not think that we'd be recording this podcast right now going into it, especially what happened, you know, the last 11 times we played Maryland with the whole, you know, losing 8 out of 10. So I'm a little bit surprised that we get to record this, but boy, am I excited to see your guys' faces and talk about this one. Is Johnny smiling there? Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see those pearly whites.
Yeah, my face is very happy right now. That was a grinded out win. That was a stressful game. That was a lot of back and forth between the two teams, but man, does it feel great to walk away with a win at Maryland. I mean, it feels like every game now for us on the road is the opposing team's Super Bowl, whether it's Northwestern, whether it's Maryland with their t-shirts and the only time they actually have fans there, or our next game when Penn State's playing at their Huff Hall. But like, hey, we will survive in advance, take a road win, and on to the next one.
I guess we'll get to that. Did not know that the game was not at their basketball stadium, but I'm sure we'll talk about that. What should we leave with here, Josh? I know we weren't able to watch the game with you today, buddy. What was it like watching it? Probably
you just buddied me. That's crazy.
Yeah, buddy.
Sorry about that, pal.
There's just so many different takeaways. Terrence and Damask were amazing today. I think you have to start the whole entire game with them. They, like, we've had multiple games where in Nebraska, we were leading against Nebraska, leading against Michigan State, and then we end up losing those games. So we finally had the game where we blow the lead, but then get it back and actually take control at the end of the game, and both those guys were the main contributors to it. They were both amazing. I'm not going to say trust rankings, am I? No, I would never.
I thought we retired.
They are retired. But like, I trust both those guys so much. They were unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, Terrence was great. Transition was just unbelievable. That was a strange viewing experience that it felt like it was one of the longest regulation games we've ever watched, because every single shot was like a foul on either team. But very proud of our guys for being electric at the free throw line. I mean, 32 for 36. That's one of the best Illini.
Electric. I rarely do you.
Yeah.
Like, we need like a free throw compilation video just with like some AC in the background. It's just like sick SFX like editing and video. And it's just like free throws going through over and over and over. It's like the unsexiest thing ever, but like it got you over the top tonight.
I don't have the box score in front of me, but like I feel like only one of those came in the second half, those misses. It felt like at the start we were missing so many free throws, and it was pissing me off because like our 4-point.
No, we were 9 for 9 to start the game.
What, I must have been watching a different game.
Because
no.
I jinxed it actually, because I told Johnny, I go, hey, we haven't missed a free throw yet. And then Johnny and our
friend, just were so many free throws. Like it was ridiculous.
Yeah, but we didn't miss. We didn't. It was until when Quincy got fouled on the and one, or not the and one, on the 3-point.
Yeah, he missed the third.
Third, and we were 10 for 10 or 11 for 11 or something like that.
All right. Then starting at that Quincy one, then it felt like we missed maybe 50% for the next few times to the line. But
32 for 36 overall, which is
amazing.
The best I could ever remember.
Wait, did you guys see the Virginia line today from the free throw line? I got to pull up that.
Yes. They started 0 for 10.
They were exact opposite. And they still won their game.
That's very unlike Virginia. You know, the you guys were talking about, obviously, Terrence and the whole electric. Someone was at the bar. Someone was yelling, like, just do that every time after he got fouled going to the hoop. And me, the dumb X's and O's never playing basketball guy, half joking, half seriously, like, why doesn't he just do that every single time? If you're getting fouled on 85% of those, and I know Johnny's response is going to be like, but you can't just, it's, you got to be in transition, that it's harder to do it in your
Yeah.
half court. But like, what if, thought experiment, we just did that every single time? Like,
Yeah,
what?
you took the words out of my mouth, so I'm gonna need Josh to answer that because I immediately
No,
feel
I'm
like
not,
it's
I want to
easier
play.
in transition.
It
Yeah.
is definitely easier in transition. Why don't we make every possession, even the ones that Maryland scores, a transition play? Kind of run it like an arena football league where you have Terrence starting behind the line, okay? And then the ball's already past half court, and Terrence just starts running from the other baseline. You get him in transition, he's technically in transition.
I know Johnny was a big Matt DiRazio fan back in the day of the Chicago.
Yeah, come on. Chicago Rush, are you kidding me?
I know Johnny and I were at the parade together when the Rush went off. John and I were season ticket holders, and we were like 8 years old, fourth row. That shit was the best. Yes,
Mike Ditka on
obviously
the
it's not.
team.
He did. Obviously, it's not going to work every time. It's like me saying just dunk the ball every time. But it does feel like when we are in transition that it is a foregone conclusion if Terrence is going to the hole that he's going to get fouled or make the basket or one of two or two of two. And that to me, it's, I'm like, my dumb little peanut brain is like, just do that every single time, and you're going to have an expected like 1.5 points every possession.
Yeah, and I mean, even when we weren't necessarily like transitioning and taking the ball to the hoop, like even in the half court when we took the ball to the hoop, like better things were happening. We started the game 4 for 7 from three and ended the game 5 for 20. We went 1 for 13 out of our last 13 threes. So like push the ball and go to the hoop and like good things happen, whether it's you're getting fouled or Marcus is hitting contested shots, like it seemed to be like a method that was working for us, but it's easier said than done because, like, Maryland, let's say in a set defense, like, hey, they do have some good shot blockers between Julian Reese, Dante Scott, but
Yes, they do. Yes, they
would
do.
love to see them continue to like push the ball towards the hoop.
Yeah, that's fair, but my rebuttal is, well, why not try? How cool would that be?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy when you finish a game 1 for 13 from three and won the game. So,
And they had some early op I think they were getting pretty trigger happy again with the threes in the first 5, 6 minutes. They had a couple chances where they're driving the hoop before that first, TV
yeah.
timeout, and we're passing it out just to take that three. And it's like, I get it, you got the hot hand a little bit, but it felt like there were a couple times where some guys were down in the key there, and it's like, hey, maybe just go up with it,
Yeah,
you know.
it's like the challenge where it's like, oh, we have to make a shot after we pass the ball five times. It was like,
Right.
for the under 16, Illinois was like, we have to shoot threes. Like,
They
the
did
only
not, they
thing
had
we can
not taken
do,
a two. They had
yes,
not taken
yeah,
a
we did
two.
not attempt a two-pointer
They had not
until
taken a two.
after the under 16. But
Which, if it works, it works. But you had guys in the lane there a couple times. Yes. Johnny, you go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, no, I was just going to talk 1 second about those free throws. In the Illinois Maryland game today, there was 65 free throws shot, okay, between the two teams. We had 36, they had 29. My math is mathing, right? Yeah, my
Yeah.
math. The Maryland game, they shot 1 for 11 for th from the free throw line, and in the Virginia Wake Forest, yeah, there was a total of 15 free throws. So we're talking about 15 to 65 free throw discrepancy between just two random college basketball games. I just find that
Is there a
absolutely
correlation?
somehow it's the same sport. Like, it's just.
that's what some people say though when they're worried about like Big Ten teams in the tournament is
Yeah.
that there are so many more fouls called, or it's a more physical game that, like, we may not be prepared for when there's a way more free-flowing game in the tournament. But it is a bit surprising to see from Virginia, like, with the way that they play, which is like pack line defense. But it is 100%. It does feel like a different game. And the Iowa-Wisconsin game today, so many free throws, like, the Big Ten is definitely prone to shooting more free throws.
You think that is somehow is not going to translate, and I know this is not what you're saying, but is not going to translate over to like a tournament game where you're expecting to get to the line more, where Terrence all of a sudden is driving, getting
No,
contact, and is not going to the free throw line.
we're saying that, yeah, it's not that. In the tournament, it's way more open play than it is like having to back down individuals. Because they're trying probably to lay off the foul calls in the tournament.
Or you could just call it, if it's a foul, it's a foul. And if it's
Right,
not a
but
foul,
like
it's not
we're
a
saying Big
foul.
Ten refs are being told to call these check fouls, like fouls in which Terrence is getting fouled, in our opinion, but like they open those up in the tournament where those aren't fouls.
Strange to me, but yeah, that's strange. It's strange to me. It's the whole you're too young to get that call
Yeah.
thing, where it's
Makes
like
no sense.
if it's a foul, it's a foul.
Reputation technicals. Yeah.
Reputation technical. Good job, Coleman. No technical fouls today, right? I think it was, I
Yes.
noticed there was like one down the stretch. There was a shot that he made, and he took a quick look at the crowd there for a moment. And that's all good. It's all good. We're not getting any of those reputation technicals tonight.
That was one of the biggest plays of the game, though, was the Cole, like there was an offensive rebound that Coleman's like going to the baseline and just throws the ball back, and they get the Maryland gets the ball, drives it, they're on a fast break, and Marcus Domask just puts up a contest. Justin Harmon gets the rebound, passes it back to Coleman, who, or you, Maddie, you were like, he's, it almost looked like he was cherry picking, but it was just like,
Yeah, it reminded me of like
what
fourth
was.
grade basketball where like I don't want to go down there and play defense. I just want to score an easy layup. And obviously he wasn't cherry picking.
Yeah, it was more of just like the result of a kind of a crazy situation, but like that was a 5-point swing that was massive in that game. Like
That was
him
an awesome
getting the
play.
and one and just like Marcus getting down there and Justin hustling back. Like you look back at that game and that's the difference when, what did we win by 5 points? Like,
Start of the Big Ten Championship DVD right there. That play
yeah.
could be that play could be right. That was an awesome play. That was a swing play. The other big swing play that I guess it could have been a swing play was the Ty Rogers hook on that free throw
Yes.
right there.
Oh,
That it
God.
looked
We're
like
up seven.
we're up seven, missed free throw. We're about to get the board, and that hook, I mean, is it technically a hook and hold or whatever they're still calling it like that? That hook and hold puts them back on the line for two free throws, and they go on a little bit of a run there. That. I was waiting for that to be like the Xfinity Center, like dagger in my heart, and just I was like, "Yep, here we go."
Yeah,
Excellent.
and we were saying that's like a bit of the kryptonite of this team, where it's like you've had multiple opportunities in previous games to just step on the other team's throat, whether it's, what were we up 8 against Michigan State with like 5.5 minutes left and we just didn't finish that game out. Same thing, Nebraska, you're up 10 with 3 minutes left. Like you had a couple opportunities to just put games away and you didn't, and it felt like it was same story, second verse with Ty Rogers. Like the ball was in Coleman's hands, and then they just whistle the ball. It's like, oh no,
You're
Josh. I
like,
don't know
here
if
we
you,
go. Here, like,
yeah.
here we go. What is this video that you're showing us? It's
I don't
not going to
know.
show up on the podcast. You know
It's
that,
not,
right?
yeah, it's not going to show. I'm going to try to describe it.
Yeah.
The boys are on the plane right now,
Yeah,
and
the
it's
fellas are on the plane. The fellas are on the plane. Yeah.
Coleman wearing the Terp shirt that they handed out because it was their Super
Oh my
Bowl.
God.
Oh,
How did he get that?
oh, that's so good. Who posted that TikTok?
The TikTok was posted by Coleman Hawkins 333.
Okay, I gotta follow him on TikTok. That is pretty savage right there. I'm not gonna lie. What wow, that is savage.
I need to see what
Oh
he
my
captioned.
goodness.
I just saw it on Twitter from someone else posting. I got to see who, like, what his caption is. Is he like actually trolling right now?
Imagine explaining this to a pilgrim, like
Or
how
just like
TikTok
to people
works.
who are listening to our
Or just
podcast.
like imagine explaining it to someone who was like fan of the Flying Illini in the 80s, and you're like, yeah, so what happened was
So he rizzed him
Penny
up on.
Battle just decided to wear the opposing team's fan base's t-shirt that they were giving away today. Like, what?
He
This
rizzed him
is,
up on TikTok, I think is what
yeah.
the kids are saying, or something like that. That is pretty savage right there from Coleman. And we were talking about after the game, like, Coleman is, for every other team, Coleman is the guy that you hate the most. But for Illinois, like, we just love how we have number 33 right there. We love how the other teams just despise Coleman, just absolutely hate Coleman. That's not going to get him any brownie points from any other Big Ten team, but it's going to get him a shit ton of brownie points from Illinois because that is savage right there. So I like that Coleman. But you know that other teams are looking at that and they're just saying, we
They're
want to kick your ass.
bookmarking that. He also said after the game, he said they were giving out free t-shirts and having all their students come in trying to pack it out. Usually there's 1,000 people in here. We were able
Ooh.
to get a win tonight in a pretty hostile environment.
Fair play.
He's not wrong.
Oh man, if Scott Van Pelt is listening, can he comment?
He's gonna say, not our Super Bowl, bro.
Noted Terp fan, very cool dude. Noted Terp fan. So that must have felt really good for Coleman, who had a decent game, right? I don't think this was not the like Coleman Hawkins game, Johnny. I hope that's all right that I said that.
No,
But
it's
like a
true.
very solid performance, played very solid defense. Hit a again. He's shooting. Well, he was 1 for 3 from 3 today, but good shots, didn't miss a free throw, had some really nice free throws down the stretch, just played 37 minutes of solid college basketball tonight.
The other like solid performance, and it was needed. He hasn't had a good few couple game like last couple of games, but Jarman did amazing. I don't know if I missed you saying that.
No, we
Yeah,
haven't.
no.
Yeah, he was obviously the unsung hero, but was also not even that unsung. Like he did put up 10 points, right? And obviously had that awesome pass. That shout out the field pass for getting this hashtag going of justice for Justin, right? He somehow did not get credited with an assist on that play to Coleman there.
What? How?
I don't know. I have no idea. But hashtag justice for Justin right there. We need to get him a stat correction stat to get him an assist for that. The field pass was saying that apparently he didn't get credited for one there, which I don't
No,
know.
Josh, it was like what you were saying, quoting Coleman earlier, when he was like, yeah, if I was in the NBA, I would have had like 10 assists tonight, where it's like college is very strict about what they do and don't consider assists to be. That being said, Justin deserved an assist, passing the ball all the way up there. And I feel like Coleman had one dribble,
Yeah, it was
but
like 2 steps.
it,
How did
yeah.
what's the rule? What's the how is it how even if it's a lot more constricting than college than NBA, what else does he have to do there? He took 3 steps, 2 steps.
Yeah, it does not make sense. But Justin was great. There were a couple of like contested twos that he hit, a couple of like and ones that we really needed. And there were certain times where our offense was just not flowing. Like, it's weird to have a top five offense in college basketball and still at certain times be like, nothing is working right now.
Nothing
But
just makes sense. Like
yeah.
you, we see that they're putting up a lot of points, but there are so many like frustration possessions where you're just like, what are we doing? Someone move, like cut,
Is
please cut, but we're doing.
that just, sorry to cut you off there, like is that just the difference between as three of us who don't really watch the NBA, like even essentially the best college basketball offenses are still going to look frustrating for X amount of minutes each night because it still is a college offense. And when you have professional shooters going out there for 48 minutes in the NBA, it just looks different because they can just decide to be like, oh yeah, I'm one of the best shooters on planet Earth. I can just
Yeah.
hit a three whenever I want. Like, is that maybe that's just what a college offense is
It's
going to look
also,
like.
I'm also probably like saying it's like frustrating, but it's unwarranted. Like it's maybe I just have a very low bar and I should have a much higher bar for my frustration.
See, I think today too, it was Maryland's ranked sixth in defensive efficiency. So you forget that sometimes that like you're playing a really good defensive team that you put up 85 points on. Like, yeah, maybe there were a decent amount of possessions, but like you're the fifth offensive efficiency, and like you're supposed to put up 120 points per possession against a or per 100 against an average defensive team, not the fifth best team in the country. So that also contributed to it, where it's like this isn't just an average defensive team where you're struggling at certain points. Or hey, at the start of the game, we had 12 at the under 16. Like you're averaging 3 points a minute. Like that's better than average. But
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, were there what aspects are you talking about, Josh, that frustrated you? Is there something that we will? Yes, there were a couple stretches in that game where whatever you missed 6, 7 field goals in a row. But again, that feels like that's a normal flow of a game where when you have
yeah,
40 minutes
no,
of
I'm it's.
statistics, like you're gonna go cold for 3 or 4 minutes over the course of a game. It's a game of runs. Like that's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's very unwarranted frustration. It's like, first off, any backcourt violation is going to piss anyone off. So like when that happened with Damask and Ty not like coming up to become available for him to dribble down the court, that was frustrating. And that's one specific possession I know. But yeah, it's very unwarranted coming from my part. They're scoring a lot of points in an efficient manner. I can't really complain. Like we're doing an NBA offense. We have a back down point guard. And we have guys on the perimeter shooting threes or getting layups. I mean, that's all you need. We're at least not settling besides one Coleman shot that went in for any mid-range twos. And that's the best thing. Like anytime I see a mid-range two from another team besides MSU, I'm clapping. I'm like, yay, that's good.
Yeah.
You like
Michigan
them?
State is the exception. Like
Yeah.
that's their bread and butter.
Or
But
if your
yes,
name
I
is
know.
Dante Scott or Jameer Young, those two are going to go up. Like they're one of the they're entering like top 10 status of people that are Illini killers.
Yeah, do you ever watch Maryland and you're like, how are these guys not better? Like, I don't understand it. Like,
Look, Jahmyr Young has scored more points in the Big Ten than any active player, so you would expect him to play really
for
well.
sure.
He did play really well. And I told Johnny this, I just, in my life, when I grow up to be an adult, I just want to be as good at anything as Jahmyr Young is as good at playing Illinois, right? That's all I want. That's all I want when I grow up. So yes, you expect him to get his, and he did. He absolutely got his. I didn't realize that he was the active leading scorer in the Big Ten.
That's crazy.
But yes, you are right. Like you they have they are like a very names roster, I think. We're like, oh, I low key know like four or five guys on their roster. They should be better because I know these guys and they've been around.
They're just bet they've always beat Illinois, right?
They
Like
have always beaten them. They have always
they're
beat
just Illinois killers
they
and
have, are absolutely are Illinois killers. I mean, Maryland has been an Illinois killer since we obviously we've documented this very, very detailed here on this podcast and Josh's experiences with Maryland point guard killers going back to Anthony Cowan and our years in college. It's never been fun. Going back to the Damonte Williams inbounds passes, going back to being down, what was it, 22 in that game, coming all the way back and then blowing it. So this does feel like a demon that was exercised. Brad's now won in every arena, which, yay, Brad. Good job.
I
And
think it was
whether
our
there's a
senior year of high school. I'm getting these like terrible nightmare flashbacks. Senior year of high school, where like I think it was at Maryland. We might have, were we ranked maybe? Or Maryland was definitely a ranked team, but they might have started the game on like a 20-0 run. It was something like that, where
Look it up.
we got mauled by them. I'm gonna have to look it up.
Look it up. I believe you. That was before my time. I'll be totally honest with you. That was before my time right there.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah, you know, that was back when Sam was a Northwestern fan too. All right. Anything else from this game? Again, feels nice to actually have a post-game podcast against Maryland. I almost don't even know what to
Oh,
say.
the Kevin Willard, like unbelievable.
Oh,
Two just
yes.
wild
Sixth
plays.
man of the year.
Like first, the first half thing where he's catching a ball and his feet are inbounds. Like
Yeah,
Terrence
that's
wasn't
tough.
going to get to the ball. Totally fine. Like,
But
but
that
it, he
doesn't
was,
matter.
his feet are legitimately on the court and he's catching a ball. And then just giving up 25 seconds, maybe 20 seconds of not fouling us is insane.
Yeah, that was wild. I'm sure they asked about it in the post-game press conference. I haven't seen it yet, but I'd love to see the quote of why he decided to not foul. And yeah, I'm not going to sit here. We don't really need to throw a big fit about the whole Kevin Willard catching the pass thing. Like, it was annoying, and it was especially annoying at the time. He clearly had a foot in bounds. I want to know what he said to Terrence, and he kind of like wagged a finger at Terrence in the face there. I'm curious what that little smile and wag was.
It was probably like, hey, you weren't going to catch it, which is fair, but also like, you should not be standing there as a
Yeah.
coach. Like, you cannot put your team in a position where like a referee could, in theory, tech you up for like being on the floor and touching a live ball.
That was
But
some,
that's
yeah.
it. He was probably wagging, like, you know, you weren't going to catch it. Like, physically, he was not able to, but still,
That
Kevin, what are you
was
doing?
Kevin. Come on. That was some Mike Tomlin shit right there. Just like,
Yeah.
oh, return man's coming by. Let me just oop. Let me just get in your way real quick. Oop. I definitely wasn't watching myself up on the big board there. Oop. So that was really frustrating, and definitely, if you're a Maryland fan, a maddening decision down the stretch. That you're probably like, if you're a Maryland fan, you're watching that game, you're like yelling at your TV. You're like, why are you not fouling? Why are you not fouling? Which they did after 25 seconds. They did foul, and we hit the free throws. But yeah, that's because college basketball is usually the opposite, where even when the game is totally over, you'll see it's like a 9-point game with like 18 seconds left, and they're still fouling. So this was bewildering to me that down way less than that with so much time left that they decided to not foul. But
Yeah, like all they needed was Illinois to just miss two free throws.
right.
Like they were still so in the game, and
Yeah.
they just decided to go from what, like 40 seconds left to
Yeah, it was right around 40, I think.
15.
Yeah,
Like it
yeah.
made no sense.
And you didn't get a
And
stop because you fouled and they shot free throws.
yeah, exactly. You fouled anyways. Like it was
Right.
just one of the dumbest things you'll see. But
That's fine. I'll take it from Kevin. I'll take it from
yeah.
Kevin. That's the least you can give us after you stole that ball from Terrence right there. So that was thanks for Josh for reminding us to chat about that real
I'm
quick.
trying to
But
find like quotes from him from his press conference. Like I've gotten to like the SB Nation blog, but they're
sure.
not they're he didn't talk about it. He's complaining about Jahmyr Young getting fouled 12 times and not getting any calls.
Yeah,
Respectfully, there were
he didn't
70
shoot
free
any
throws
from
in the
three.
game. 47
Yeah.
fouls calls tonight, Kevin.
So, I mean, look, my guy, you didn't lose because Jameer Young didn't get fouled enough times, right? So we'll take it. We'll take it. Yeah, I see. I actually like how we don't have to focus on bitching about the whole Kevin Willard out of bounds play because we just played good, played well enough to win. Good. All right. So shall we turn our
Look
attention
forward.
now? Shall we look
Yeah.
forward? I mean, you got to enjoy it tonight, guys, but tomorrow we are focused on Penn State, right? We head
Couldn't have
in the
said it
game.
better.
I was in the car ride home. I was already talking about Iowa next Saturday. Nope, cannot have any of that talk here right now. We need to focus on the next game, which is Penn State Wednesday night. And it looks like they'll be missing their best player. I don't want to
Yeah, he didn't
speculate.
play today.
He didn't
Hopefully he doesn't
travel.
play again. Yeah.
You know, I
Wait,
don't.
guys, I don't know who it is. Let me think.
What?
I don't know who Penn State's best player is.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
Has he
This
heard
is
us
awkward.
before? Has he heard us before?
No.
I mean,
Like, he was not one of the best players on their team last year,
oh
but
God.
he was a guy who did not transfer.
Oh.
Kind of hurt us.
He's got a very distinct first name.
I'm lost. No, tell me.
It's Kanye Clary. Josh is acting like he's never heard this name.
Who?
Kanye Clary.
Kanye?
Oh, I have never heard of this man.
All right. Well, that's why we're an Illinois basketball podcast.
I'm a lead podcaster.
We are we you're not rummaging over the rosters at 2 a.m. in July seeing sophomore star Kanye Clary. Okay. Well, speculation of him maybe no longer being a part of the team. Again, I don't want to speculate on behalf of Kanye, but you figure this is a game again that you've also, you know, if Maryland is like number one snake bit, I mean, I don't think Penn State is super far behind in terms of teams that we should beat, that we get snake bitten or trap gamed into. So you can't really look past this one if you're Illinois. And this should be yeah, I don't know. Johnny, you probably know the roster a little better than clearly Josh or I. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, no, I mean it's a tough one. Like, we should definitely win this game. It's weird because we're playing it at their Huff Hall. They've lost three straight games. They have a new coach this year. Everyone knows Micah left, and now it's just like kind of scraps on this team and a bunch of guys who transferred from BCU. But like, at the end of the day, this is probably like a bottom three Big Ten team and a bottom three roster. So it's like, you need to win these games on the road. You just can't afford to lose them. So
Yeah, they're 6-9.
that's what's going to happen.
6-9 in the Big Ten. You'll be a favorite, certainly, on the road.
Yeah.
Absolutely. ESPN gives us a standby. What do you guys think? I'm gonna say sixty-seven.
Johnny's looking at his dad right now, so it's an unfair advantage he
That
has.
is true. He's looking at
Yeah.
his daddy's data. Oh wow, 80% says ESPN. What does
I'm going
Daddy
to.
Kenny say?
74%.
Okay. Okay. I choose to. I think that's probably a little bit more accurate right there. It's hard to go on the road in the Big Ten.
What are their wins?
Penn
Home to
State in conference,
Wisconsin,
Indiana.
Iowa.
You're gonna have to give me a second here.
Yeah,
Well, they beat
Iowa, Michigan,
Michigan. Yeah. Well,
Ohio State. Yeah.
they also lost to Ohio State. Rutgers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We
so
might.
Bucknell. Oh, they lost to Bucknell. Throwback to that on December 2nd. You guys remember that? They lost to Bucknell, and they
Yeah.
barely beat Lemoyne by 17 points. Lemoyne.
Wow.
So easy dubs, guys. Right? Wednesday night podcast. Wednesday night podcast. Yeah, you guys down for that?
Talk then.
Talk then.
Hey.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's hold on. We're not out of here yet because we flubbed this badly last time. I apologize dearly. Dearly, dearly, dearly to our friends at the bar over at Findlay Dunn's right there. We forgot last week, and today was like top tier atmosphere there. Yes, if you don't know by now, they are our sponsor, Findlay Dunn's, at the corner of Lincoln and Cornelia, across the street from the Paulina Meat Market. If you live in Chicago, if you're a fan of the Fighting Illini, get your behind to Findlay Dunn's. The back room was open, the front room was open. It was crowded the whole time. The crowd was insane. They were chanting ILL. We played the fight song afterward. The drinks were flowing. It was fantastic. We will continue to be there on Saturdays, as well as maybe during the weekend as well. But we apologize. We didn't shout them out last week, and I feel horrendous after our win last week. We will not make that mistake again. You have my word on that.
I mean, yeah, it was great. It was great. I mean, yeah, I definitely enjoyed myself. We had a lot of fun today, and we'll be having
We're
a
no
lot of
longer
fun.
we're no longer undefeated there, but they have the
Yes.
best winning percentage by far of all Chicago
Yes,
bars.
any place we've been to, yes.
Don't even say the J word.
You know what? I went to
Yeah.
Schoolyard once. I went to Schoolyard once, and I think we won that game. So I might
Don't
be
even say
one.
the S word. Don't even say the S word.
But they're
Don't even.
closed, so no competition.
Yeah, that's true. But we don't want to revive anything from the past there. Yeah, so it was awesome. It was a great environment there. Seriously, if you're an Illinois fan, come on down. It's a good time there. They'll treat you right. They'll treat you nice. They'll get you set up. It'll be good. All right, boys, anything else from this one? This is a fun one again. I feel like a weight has been lifted off of my shoulders that has been there since 2011, a weight that I did not even realize was there in high school.
Johnny, who
And
are
it
we
was
a
just
fan of?
great.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Well,
Yeah.
I was an Illinois fan, so it
No,
was
no, no. I
fun.
was going to ask you, who are we fans of moving forward? But you
Yes,
can say what
it's
you're going to say.
literally everyone. That's what I was going to say was after that game, it was great to just watch college basketball and you're watching Auburn and Kentucky play and you're like, go to Kentucky because Auburn is technically ahead of us according to the committee who gave us their top 16 today. So like it felt like one of those days where it's like you just won in the tournament and now you just get to enjoy the rest of the games.
Don't know
So
what that's like.
No
Bare,
idea.
ra
No
rarely,
idea, but
rarely know what that's like, to be totally honest with you. What is that? Is that like after you lose to Loyola and your heart is ripped out
oh
of your
my God.
soul and you just sit in front of a turned off television screen for 7 hours until 3 in the morning trying to figure out what your life is? Is that kind of what this was like today?
It
The
was the
opposite.
opposite of that,
Got
yeah.
it. Wow. How cool would that be if we didn't have to do that for a weekend or two this spring in March?
I love one weekend. I love a week. I love that middle week. You know, that week in between the
Oh,
round of 32 and Sweet 16. That'd be to have a team that's still alive. Oh.
and let me be the first to say, my bracket is busted, guys. Oh my God. Live look at my bracket. It is on fire. Oh my God, guys. Who do you have in that 5-12 matchup? Who do you have in? Man, there was nothing better than that in middle school growing up. Like, that's when that shit really mattered back in the day when you and the boys
It's
and
like
like grade, we're filling out the brackets.
I feel like middle school lunchroom, and then it continues to like corporate America job. You just got it. That's all you can talk about.
It's the best week ever. I like how my high school, they were like, yeah, no filling out brackets, no talking about it. But then they would show it on the televisions at school, like in the hallways, which
Makes no
felt
sense.
really hypocritical to me and really was just sending mixed messages to me. We'll get there though. We still got like 6 Big Ten games and hopefully like several Big Ten tournament games until we get there. But thanks for listening, everyone, to this episode of The Boardroom. We will catch you on the next one. ILL.